Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. They count us in, and yet Kip is taking a drink so you can hear him smacking on the air. That's the kind of stuff that we deal with on this show each and every week. Professionalism, babe.
Well, I mean, you know what they say. Deal with it.
All right, so we go into, what is this, week six? Week six of high school football, is that right? Or we're already there?
It's been, let's see... 18th of August was the week one, two, three, four. This is week six.
You got to be patient with this kind of math here.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll head into week six, and we've got all kind of games going on. Did you say week seven or week six?
Six, I thought.
Okay. So we got all kind of big games going on. The Lowndes County Vikings, who are, you know, I was going to say, we're going to find out about how good Lowndes is tonight as they head up to Grayson, but I think we got the answer to that question last week as they dropped the game to East Coweta. And so
East Coweta may be pretty good. You never know.
Well, they are good.
But you know, Grayson's a different animal.
Yeah, yeah. This Lowndes goes up to Grayson to play up there. We'll see how that goes. And Atlantic Coast will take the trip up I-95 out of Jacksonville to play the Camden County Wildcats.
Do these guys ever play a road game?
I mean, they've got a lot of home games, don't they?
Every year. I mean, how many road games do they have a year? Two?
They were on the road at Glen.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And they'll go on the road in the region. Anyway, they'll host Atlantic Coast out of Jacksonville. Atlantic Coast last year didn't win a football game. This year they're off to a 3-1 start, so this could be a pretty decent game at Chris Gilman.
They'll be 3-2.
Cedar Grove goes over to Colquitt. L. Coffee takes the trip over to the Hill to play Richmond Hill. Both these teams won in the Border War Classic. Coffee's undefeated. You might see the Trojans in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment. We're going to find out a little bit. I already know what Coffee is. I think I know what Richmond Hill is. I'm going to get a much better idea about the Wildcats after tonight.
Man, Richmond Hill has played a tough schedule so far this season.
Brutal, and they hadn't even got into region play.
I know.
Yeah. Valdosta goes to McEachern. That'd be a good one.
That's going
to
be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Houston goes to Warner Robins.
I think Houston is a team that's going to compete for a state championship in 6A.
You may see Houston in the power rankings next segment as well. Fredericka goes to play Clinch County. You want to talk about tough schedule? Yeah, that's what the Knights do. They come off the John Millage game. They go to Homerville to play Clinch County.
And that will be no picnic.
Northside at Crisp County. The city championship at Glen County Stadium between the bricks. Brunswick High Pirates and the Glen Academy Red Terriers. I think Brunswick has won three straight of these. Is that right, Kip?
That is correct, but you can throw record books out the window as it relates to this one.
Two teams coming into this football game with some momentum. They both have winning records, although I guess Brunswick lost their last game to St. Augustine. No, they won. They beat New Hampstead, and then anybody after that?
They beat Camden, and then they had a hurricane game get canceled, lost to St. Augustine, and beat Islands within an inch of their life last week.
Okay, not New Hampstead, but the Islands. Thanks, Kip. Another big-time rivalry game in the Savannah area. Effingham at South Effingham in the Corral. And typically, we see Effingham coming in as the better team. Not so fast, my friend. South Effingham is undefeated. Effingham comes in with a losing record. Very seldom do you see South Effingham knock off the Rebels. They got them in the Corral. This might be one of the years.
I talked to Coach Grady at Brunswick High about South Effingham earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
He says South Effingham is much improved, and they're going to be a problem for some folks in this region slate.
And we're going to find out, because I think Effingham still is a pretty decent team despite the record. Habersham at Lanier County. Let me tell you something about Lanier County.
Kurt Williams.
They've been flying under the radar. Last week, they took down the MCA Buccaneers 10-0, and I'm here to tell you, MCA is legit, and Lanier County didn't even give up a point to the Bucks.
Coach Williams used to coach at Brunswick High School on the Larry Harold staff.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Okay. He's done a good job at Lanier.
Yeah, you just made me a little bit smarter.
Don't take much.
Jenkins at Wayne County. I'm telling you, Wayne is going to turn that corner to where we're going to start talking about them as perennial state title contenders in 4A.
Well, Jenkins won't put up much of a fight.
No, not at JC Stadium. No way. No. Statesboro goes to Burke County. This is a region game. This is going to be tough for the Blue Devils to go on the road to
Blue
win at
Devils
Burke.
Blue Devils are in trouble going to Waynesboro.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Ware County goes to Bainbridge. That's another tough one, but I like the Gators here.
Whew, that's a long road trip.
It is. Hepzibah at Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock so far having a really good year, kind of a bounce back year from last year. I like them in this game too.
Yes.
Bullock Academy at Savannah. Ooh. Bullock Academy is legit. Legit.
And Savannah is not.
Yeah, yeah. But this is GISA versus GHSA, but I don't think it's going to matter.
This is GHSA Middle School versus Bullock Academy.
Okay. Calvary Day at Savannah Christian, another big-time rivalry game up there in Savannah.
That's going to be a good one.
Pierce goes to Nahanna to take on Brantley. So far, Pierce has their offense has looked unstoppable.
Yeah, it appears they're going to make another title run this year.
Yeah, it certainly does. Gadsden County, Florida will go to Tift County. You know, I have officially gotten off of the Tift County bandwagon. I just don't feel like that they're the team that I thought that they could be. So I like Gadsden County here to come up and get the W.
Oh, the same Tift County you picked to beat Coffee at Coffee in week one. There you go.
Let's move on. Long at Savannah Country Day. Another team that I've been high on, and I think that program is trajecting upward. I just can't pick them to beat Savannah Country Day, though.
Not in Savannah.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, so full slate of games. Can't wait.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Two huge rivalry games this week on the coast. Brunswick High and Glen Academy will square off between the bricks at Glen County Stadium for the city championship. Meanwhile, up I-95, Effingham and South Effingham will square off in the Corral in Guyton. Statesboro heads over to Burke. Wayne hosts Jenkins, and Richmond Hill hosts undefeated Coffee at the Hill. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Make sure you keep up with all your local and regional sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Deals that just, I apologize in advance. So here we go with the Jason Bishop's Select. This is Jason Bishop's poll, high school football power rankings, where he's going to tell you about some non-existent formula that weeds teams in and out. But go ahead, man.
There's no reason to apologize, okay. Kip. All right, so it's the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and I'll go ahead and tell you, from last week to this week, we only had one team fall out of the Power Rankings. That team, of course, losing to East Coweta, the Lowndes County Vikings, fall, I think they were like maybe fourth. They fall all the way out of the rankings. It's tough to stay in when you lose a game. It just is.
Sometimes it's tough to stay in if you're undefeated.
At number 10, down three spots coming off of a bye, the South Effingham Mustangs fall from number 7 to number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
And oh yeah, bye means you lost.
That's not true.
I mean, these rankings penalize teams that have a bye week.
No, they do
not.
You
should know that.
That's inaccurate.
If you listen to these every week, you would know that if you have a bye, your team's in the rankings, they're dropping a minimum of three spots.
No, negative.
That's how it works.
At number 10, also falling one spot at 4-0 with a 37-0 win over Troutland County, the Toons County Bulldogs.
You win 37-0, you're undefeated, and you drop a spot. See, that's what I meant. That was the disclaimer before we got into this for me. Go ahead.
Well, I mean...
go ahead.
What the formula said.
Okay.
At number 8, jumping into the rankings for the first time in the school's history, the Lanier County Bulldogs at 4-0, coming off of a 10-0 win over McIntosh County Academy. Lanier County gets into the Jason Bishop High School Football Rank Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time ever. Congrats.
They're celebrating in Lakeland, Georgia.
Yeah.
You didn't even know Lakeland, Georgia was in Lanier County, did
you? I used to date a girl in Lakeland, Florida.
Okay.
There's a Lakeland, Georgia, too?
Of course there is.
Oh. At number 7, undefeated at 4-0, falling four spots coming off of a bye.
Yep.
The Houston County Bears fall four spots to number 7.
So, listeners, a bye is the equivalent of a loss.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. A loss makes you fall out.
Okay.
A bye is just saying you didn't play that week.
You didn't play, so you
drop. You don't drop just because you don't play.
Of course you do. You got two teams as evidence in this week's poll.
There have been other teams that haven't played that have moved up. We don't want to talk about those, though, right?
Name one.
At number 6, at 4-0 as well, moving up three spots with a 48-6 thumping of the Charlton County Indians, the Pierce County Bears move up from 9-6.
Move up. There you go. Pierce is a good team.
Yeah. At number 5, also up three spots from 8-5 at 4-0. A 57-7 thumping as well of Liberty County. Calvary Day moves up to number 5.
Tough game this week.
At number 4, also at 4-0, moving up 2 spots with a 58-0 woodshedding of Salem, the Coffee County Trojans at number 4.
Coffee's a good football team.
That they are. At number 3, moving up 2 spots themselves with a 57-0 win over Augusta Prep. From 5-3, the Bullock Academy Gators checking in at number 3 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
There you go. I mean, we're back. I mean, you're in your zone right now. What do you mean? Can rank a Bullock County team in the top 5.
They have
this
earned.
This is in your wheelhouse. Congratulations.
They earned their way there, man.
There you go. Congrats,
I
man.
Mean, they look great, don't
there
they?
There you go. We got another Bullock County team. I mean, I'm not saying, well, they wouldn't beat Coffee, would beat that woodshed them, but oh well, it's your poll.
Again, I've explained this over and over to you. I don't understand. For the last 4 years since I've been doing these rankings, I don't understand why this doesn't seep into your skull. Just because I have a team ranked ahead of a team, I'm not saying that Team X is capable of beating Team Y because Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y. I'm saying that according to what's on their schedule, the formula finds that Team X has done better in their schedule than Team Y according to a preset formula.
Just call it the Jason Bishop preference rankings.
There's no preference here.
Yeah.
At number 2, also at 5-0, coming off of a big-time win and a huge rivalry game, with a 27-12 win over ECI. At number 2, the Swainsboro Tigers in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
On point, Swainsboro. Bullock, I mean, you got them all. Throw another team up there. Number one. It better be the Benedictine Cadets.
At number 1, also at 5-0 with a 35-10 win over Hebron Christian. This week, the top 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Benedictine Cadets at number 1. Are you happy?
Yeah. I mean, they have earned the right to be number 1.
As has every team earned the right to be in this poll.
I mean,
it's the most comprehensive and accurate poll in the state.
It's your preferences.
It's not.
Jason Bishop preference rankings.
We'll go ahead and recap.
Okay.
At number 10, South Effingham. At number 9, Toombs County. Number 8, Lanier County. Number 7, Houston. Number 6, Pierce. Number 5, Calvary Day. Number 4, the Coffee County Trojans. Number 3, the Bullock Academy Gators. At number 2, Swainsboro. And the number 1 team, I believe, for the 3rd straight week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Benedictine Cadets.
The Jason Bishop Power Rankings, sponsored by Parker's. If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com. And Jason Bishop might have been in the Beer Cave before he came up with these rankings.
Inaccurate. I was actually going to let that breathe a little bit, but you took it.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Open-nail folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
I just want to go ahead before we jump into Kip's butthurt list, and you know, a good friend of both of ours, actually. Congratulations to Adam Wainwright, who this last week got his 200th career win. And a lot of us, of course, feel like he's a Hall of Fame type player. I think he's Hall of Fame worthy. I think he's got the numbers, especially with the new era of baseball. 200 wins, man, that's, to me, you and I talked about this earlier in the week, it's kind of the new benchmark. I think eventually he'll get in.
I do too. You're not going to, the way pitchers are used nowadays, not many going over six innings. 300 wins, I think, is pretty much unattainable anymore. You got to be pretty special to have a lot of breaks to get to 300 wins. Now I think 200 wins is going to be the new benchmark.
Yeah, proud to know him. Proud to know him, not just for what he's done on the baseball field, but Adam Wainwright has helped thousands of people with his humanitarian work
he
off the field.
Great work. Great man. Going to be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame. He'll be in the Glenn County Sports Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking he's going to be in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame
as well. Yeah, hope so. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts and Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory both new and used, club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725, electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway, goldencoastgolfcarts.com.
And now I turn the show over, hoping he doesn't crash the plane, the Kip Ranch butthurt segment.
Ah, the butthurt list this week. You know who has the highest paid quarterback in the NFL and their team's 0-2?
Tell me.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, but he's been playing with an injured calf, man.
You started week one. If you're playing, you're considered healthy. The Bengals have looked like garbage so far in the 2023 season. They're 0-2. If you're not healthy, you don't play. If you start the game, don't want to hear no excuses about injuries. That's just the way it is.
Okay. All right.
Whatever. I mean, you don't agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay, well, that's part of the culture we live in now.
He's out there trying to play through an injury to help his team.
He was released to play. Doctors give him the go-ahead and play. They go 0-2, and now his calf is acting up again. Cincinnati Bengals, you're number 5 on the butt hurt list. You're 0-2.
All right.
Number 4 on the butt hurt list. We have a season-ending battle in the baseball season heating up, and you got these two bottom feeders battling for last place in the AL East. That is the Yankees and the Red Sox. Battling. Highest, two of the highest payrolls in baseball, but they're battling for the cellar in the AL East. Can you believe it?
That is pretty crazy.
I'm pretty sure the way baseball works, they end the season every year. I haven't looked at the schedule, but the Yankees and the Red Sox usually close out the season. So that could be a series to avoid the cellar in the AL East.
Either way, both of those front offices will probably get cleaned in the offseason.
They could. They could. The payroll's not going to get cleaned, though. It's still there. Number 3 on the butthurt list. All you Mike Bobo haters out there, and there's thousands of you in the state of Georgia. There's hundreds of you listening to this broadcast. Uh-huh. If you can coordinate an offense better than Mike Bobo,
better than Bobo,
sign up.
Sign up.
Send your resume to Kirby Smart. I'm sure if you're as great as you think you are, social media offensive coordinators, Mike Bobo haters, you're out there. Go apply for the OC. I'm sure Mike Bobo isn't coming to Bishop Media and telling you how to produce a sports show. He's not coming to where I work and telling me how to logistically move supplies all over the world. I'm pretty sure of that. So y'all get off Mike Bobo's case, and just because you're miserable in your life doesn't mean you have to take out your frustrations on Mike Bobo.
Wow, tell me how you really feel. Let me ask you a question. Okay. Honestly.
Yeah.
If you are any college team or NFL team, regardless, and your final two candidates for the offensive coordinator position is Todd Monken and Mike Bobo, which one of those two do you hire?
I mean, Todd Monken. He left and went.
Okay.
That, period.
That's it.
You give me two candidates.
Yeah. Todd Monken or Mike Bobo, which one of those guys do you hire? You agree that you hire Todd Monken.
Of course.
Okay. We're in agreement.
Okay. I mean, under the parameters you give me. But, Mike Bobo haters, George is running the same plays that Todd Monken ran the last 2 years. Mike Bobo haters, Todd Monken's first year as offensive coordinator, they scored 3 points in a game against Clemson. Then the national championship year number one, they didn't score a touchdown against Clemson opening day in 2021.
Didn't they win that game?
Yeah, they won 10-3 because of the defense.
Okay.
But yet, I mean, Georgia 500 yards, 2 straight weeks. I mean, they get off to a slow start against a team that's, you know, fired up to come in to upset you, and then you put them away in the second half, and people, Mike Bobo this, Mike Bobo that. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Number 2.
It's a good thing that Carson Beck is as good as he is, like I've been saying, so that Georgia could have come back in the second half against South Carolina, because without Carson Beck, they don't win that game.
Okay, number 2 on the butt hurt list, the Alabama quarterback room. Oh, my goodness.
All of them?
I mean, they got 3 quarterbacks. If you're going into a season 3 games in and you have played 3 quarterbacks, what does that mean? That you don't have one that you're confident in?
Yeah.
You know the old saying, if I'm playing two or three quarterbacks, you really don't have one good one.
Yeah. Steve Spurrier used to say that, and among others.
Yeah, I mean, you got the Bobo haters, then you got the Alabama haters that are out there that are sitting here talking about, let's bring in Coach Prime to replace the greatest football coach of all time.
I heard Deion say that he was the best football coach of all time.
He better learn how to get somebody that can coordinate a defense is what Prime better do. There's Alabama fans out there right now talking about, oh, when the season's over, the game's past Saban by, let's push him aside and bring in Coach Prime.
He finished fifth last year, and quite frankly, when the season ended, his team was one of the four best teams that were they were playing the best among the group that got in. They were just ranked fifth, and the committee wasn't going to take a two-loss team. End of story.
That's the, you know, and the Bama, you know, Bama's got quarterback issues, but they will beat Ole Miss this weekend in Tuscaloosa.
I want to make a point to your point about Alabama's quarterback issues. My point is John Parker Wilson, McElroy.
Winning championships.
Neither
A.J.
One,
McCarron.
A.J. McCarron, to my point.
Exactly.
None of those guys were setting the world on fire at Alabama.
No, they weren't.
Okay.
They were just game managers.
All right.
That did what they were supposed to do system-wise.
Okay. But, I just want to make that point.
Yeah, but they weren't looking over their shoulder every time they made a bad play either.
That's fair.
Number one on the butt hurt list this week. Dun, 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 dun. Rocky Top, Tennessee Vols. You went to Gainesville and you got blown out just like I said you were going to do on this show last week.
You did say that.
Joe Milton, if you're listening.
Okay.
You couldn't hit water if you were in a freaking boat. There you go. That's my comment on Joe Milton.
I was stunned that not only did that Tennessee didn't win. I was stunned that the game wasn't closer. I was stunned that Florida ran them out of the yard.
They ran the football right at them. Kirby laid the blueprint last year on how to beat Josh Heupel in Tennessee. You line up and you bust them in the mouth.
But watching Florida's personnel against Utah a few weeks ago, it didn't look like they had the personnel to follow that blueprint effectively, and they did.
The Utah game, Florida made a lot of mistakes in that football game. That not because of talent. I don't know why they made them types of mistakes, but they made them. But this Florida team that showed up last week would beat Utah by two touchdowns. But they didn't.
Okay.
Florida's getting better. Billy Napier is going to be the man in Gainesville, and he's recruiting at a high level now. Florida's got to recruit themselves out of this mess that they're in. And once they do, they're going to be a force to be dealt with.
And that was a must-win for Napier. Do you want to recap for us?
Five, the Cincinnati Bengals. Four, the Yankees and Red Sox with a pillow fight for last place in the AL East. Number three, the Mike Bobo haters. Hey, just because you watch football doesn't mean you know a lot about football. Number two, on the butthurt list, Alabama quarterback room. You got three people playing quarterback, which means you don't have one good solid one. And number one, the Tennessee Vols. All that hype with no results.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
We're starting to get to the point of the college football season where we're beginning to learn more and more about the teams that are playing, who's good, who's not, who's a national championship contender, and who isn't. This week we'll continue to do that as we get into the college football. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, I'm not shy about this. I nail these picks each and every week. I nail them.
I know you do.
So, if
Tennessee last week, you nailed that one. Go ahead.
No comment on the Tennessee game.
Yeah, of course not. Oh, I don't recall. That's your classic response.
I don't think there was anybody that saw what happened to Tennessee coming.
I did.
Number 16, Oklahoma, goes on the road to play Cincinnati. Give me Oklahoma in a close field goal type of game.
Oklahoma looks like a juggernaut. I'm going to pick Oklahoma big over Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's better than that. Number 4, Florida State goes on the road to Death Valley, coming off of a tight win themselves. The Noles do. Clemson hasn't looked like much. They've got that big upset L that they gave up to Duke at the first game of the season. Clemson's going to be ready to play. Clemson's been disrespected all season long so far. They're not the same Clemson. They're not even in the top 25 anymore. They knock off the Florida State Seminoles this weekend.
I agree. Florida State hung on to beat Boston College last week, just barely.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson's been sitting around getting disrespected, and when they run down that hill Saturday, it's going to be a different story.
Rutgers at Michigan. That game is in no peril of an upset. No. Michigan will roll over Rutgers.
Yes.
Number 20, Miami at Temple. Give me the Canes.
Yes, give me the Canes.
Number 15, Ole Miss goes to Tuscaloosa to play 13 Alabama. Did you hear me? 13 Alabama. I don't know when the last time it is they've been ranked that low, but maybe,
it's been a while.
Maybe Saban's first year. Anyway, 15 Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin is licking his chops. He wants nothing more than to beat Nick Saban. He hadn't been able to do it. He ain't going to be able to do it this week either. They circle the wagons at home, find a way to beat Ole Miss.
Here's what I believe, okay?
Tell me.
Here's a theory. I believe Nick Saban purposely played those two quarterbacks at South Florida last week to show the Alabama fan base what was sitting behind Jalen Milroe on the bench. I think he knew they would find a way to beat South Florida, and right after that game, he named Jalen Milroe the starter again.
Huh.
So I believe Nick Saban did that by design last weekend, and Alabama comes back this week, and the wagons are circled, and they beat Ole Miss.
Speaking of the Wagons, the old Oregon Trail game, Colorado takes that trail to Oregon to play the Ducks. Colorado ranked 19th, Oregon ranked 10th. No Travis Hunter for the Buffs. Dion's got that thing rolling in Boulder. We're going to find out just how good Colorado is. Bo Nix is no joke as far as quarterback at Oregon. I think Oregon's going to put some points up in this game. Give me the Ducks.
You know what the Auburn people say about Bo Nix? He got better his last year at Auburn before he transferred to Oregon. The Auburn people quietly say Bo Nix improved because of the tutelage of Mike Bobo. Look it up. But I'll take Oregon to beat Colorado. Well,
he brought that thing full circle, didn't he? Picked a shot.
That's a true
Picked
statement.
A shot and shot that bow and arrow when you weren't even looking. Right in your back.
Bo Nix is a pretty good quarterback. I think they beat Colorado comfortably.
Okay. Number 18, Duke goes to UConn. I like the Dukies to get this done. And I think they win comfortably here.
I like Duke. I like this football team.
Number 22, UCLA goes on the road to play number 11, Utah. I'm not a big believer in the Utah Utes. I like UCLA to go on the road and get this W.
I'm going
to
pick Utah to win this football game. UCLA, not really tested. Chip Kelly's another, you know, Gus Malzahn in disguise with a gimmick offense that really doesn't show up in big games. I'm picking Utah.
Boy, I went to the Central Florida Villanova game Saturday night. I've never been in such an electric college football atmosphere,
like
ever.
Like I said, gimmick offense.
That was crazy. UTSA goes to Knoxville to play Tennessee. Tennessee rebounds here and gets the W.
This game is – Tennessee's going to win, but don't be surprised if this game is, you know, not pretty close. We'll see.
I would be surprised, actually. Arkansas goes to Death Valley to play LSU. LSU looks like they're starting to get the train back on the tracks after the FSU loss early in the year. Give me the Tigers.
Arkansas is a joke. LSU big.
What's the coach's name at Arkansas?
Sam Pittman.
Doesn't he have Georgia ties?
He's an offensive line guru. So
his time may be running out.
Yeah, Arkansas is who we thought they are. They lost to BYU at home last week.
Florida gets into the top 25. They'll be at home in the swamp against Charlotte for the second consecutive game at home in the swamp. Give me the Gators, I guess.
Gators are going to start rising.
Yeah, looks that good. 14, Oregon State at 21, Washington State. Write this down. I'm picking Oregon State as a dark horse to get into the college football playoff. I think they're that good.
I got Oregon State circled too.
All right. Number 3, Texas goes to Baylor. At Baylor unranked. It's not going to matter. Baylor knocks off Texas in a huge upset and ends Texas national championship aspirations.
Not happening.
Okay.
I got Texas. Texas.
Have your phone on you.
I will.
Don't Baylor. Hide like you like to do.
I don't hide. You're the hider. But Texas will beat Baylor. Baylor's not very good this year.
UAB goes to number 1, Georgia. Georgia struggled with South Carolina. South Carolina's got a really good quarterback. Fortunately, Georgia has got a good quarterback of their own and got them back in that football game and got them to a W. UAB comes to town. Georgia works on some more things trying to get better because they so far haven't looked dominant like we expected them to.
Yeah, Georgia fans are spoiled. I mean, you're not going to beat everybody 65-7 every week. Get over it. Re-examine your football knowledge because a lot of you don't have any. And Georgia,
he's on a roll, man.
Georgia will beat UAB 38-10 type of game.
Okay. Number 6, Ohio State goes to South Bend to play the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who are ranked 9th. I'm going ahead and telling you right now, Notre Dame's going to be in the college football playoff. They will beat Ohio State at home starting – they will beat them this week, and that will start their march to the college football playoff. They'll also beat USC along the way, too.
I got Notre Dame circled, too.
All right.
Ohio State, if you lose at Notre Dame, Ryan Day, you start feeling the hot seat?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Do you agree with me, Notre Dame's in the college football playoff?
Sam Hartman is a Heisman Trophy serious candidate right now.
Agreed. Number 24, Iowa at number 7, Penn State. There's another dark horse. Penn State's very good. Are they good enough to beat Michigan and Ohio State? Eventually, I guess we'll find out. give me the Nittany Lions here against Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa, man. If you can score 17 points, you'll beat
That's
Iowa.
That's the truth. Yeah. 17, North Carolina at Pitt. Give me the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I'll take the Tar Heels.
Cal at number 8, Washington. I'll take Washington here.
Yes.
Number 5, USC at Arizona State. I will take the Trojans.
Yep.
And then we transition to the SEC. Auburn at Texas A&M. Boy, Jimbo needs this. Give me the Aggies.
Yeah, they're going to get it. Auburn. Yeah, I think Texas A&M. Auburn, I don't think they have the roster yet, but Freeze will have it soon, but A&M's better than Auburn.
If the Aggies drop this game at home to Auburn,
then Jimbo's fired on Sunday.
They'll be waiting for him in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Kentucky at Vanderbilt. Give me the Wildcats.
Yes.
Memphis at Mizzou. Give me Missouri.
Yep.
Mississippi State at South Carolina. I'll take the Gamecocks.
I'll take them too.
In the ACC, Virginia Tech at Marshall. Give me the Hokies.
I'll take Marshall at home, Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not real impressed with them.
Georgia Tech goes to Wake Forest. I keep doing this. I keep looking at Georgia Tech's opponents and saying they're better than them, and then they lose. I don't know what to do with Georgia Tech.
They're not better than Wake, and so they're not beating them.
I've got Georgia Tech circled, but you know what? I'm changing. I'm going with you. I pick Wake. Wake Forest. In the Big 12, Central Florida opens up their conference schedule against the Big 12. They go on the road to take on Kansas State. I'm going to tell you what I saw Saturday night down in Orlando at that football game. I saw an offense that was fast, that would fly all over the field. It was literally, like Kip likes to say, running a video game offense. They were just bing, 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 fast. I don't know that Kansas State's defense can play with that. Give me Central Florida in a shootout.
Give me Kansas State. Kansas State is a tough, well-coached, physical football team.
What?
And that is a recipe that Gus Malzahn has struggled with his entire career. Give me Kansas State at home.
In the Sun Belt, Georgia Southern at Ball State, I'll take the Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles, too.
In the Big South, Kennesaw State heads to Tennessee Tech. Give me those Fighting Owls.
I'll take the Owls as well.
I can't get over your disrespect for Central Florida.
Kansas State's a good football team.
As is Central Florida.
They're not winning at Kansas State.
We'll see. Craziest college football atmosphere I've ever been in.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, Go Dawgs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Open-nail folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, CunninghamJewelers.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Watt Adventures.
Great Pumpkin Luminites return September 22nd with towering pumpkin sculptures, unique pumpkin spice food items, and immersive fall fun around every corner. Encounter gigantic giraffes, towering tigers, or super colossal spiders. And more, including trick-or-treating for kids, new glowing and interactive entertainment, and Georgia's largest pumpkin foam party. New for 2023, that is the Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery, an exhibit of 150 carved pumpkins featuring famous Georgians, local icons, Wild Adventures animal family, and more. The Pumpkin Spice Festival returns with over 20 tasty treats celebrating fall favorite flavors like pumpkin spice maple pulled pork, loaded barbecue fries, pumpkin spice funnel cake fries, pumpkin spice churros, pumpkin spice maple wings, and more. Visit the rest of 2023 for free when you purchase a 2024 season pass. Visit wildadventures.com for more information.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a big read.
Yeah, that's a long read. You handled it well, better than your normal reads. All right, so we're going to go into the NFL season, and of course, we've got games all over the place. And, you know, those folks that like the NFL and you know, like to keep up with the lines as far as over, under, and points, the point spread, I'm here for you. Jason Bishop's right here.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, the LA Chargers and the Minnesota Vikings, the over, under is 54.5. It's a push game. Pick them.
That's going to be a shootout offensively. I'll take the Chargers.
Depends on if Eckler's playing or not. If Eckler's playing, give me the Chargers. If not, give me the Vikings.
Both teams aren't very good.
The Buffalo Bills at Washington. 6.5-point favorites are the Bills. The over-under is 43.5. Bills getting almost a touchdown here.
I like the Bills to cover.
I don't know, man. The Howell for Washington has looked really good. No, I take the Bills to win, but I don't like Buffalo to cover by a touchdown. I don't like that. Too big a line for me.
I like it.
Okay. New Orleans at Green Bay, 42.5 is the over-under. Green Bay is getting 2 points at home. Take the Saints and the points.
They're getting 2 at home, the Packers?
Yeah.
I'll take the Packers at home.
Okay. And the Atlanta Falcons go to your Detroit Lions. Detroit's getting 3.5 at home, 46.5. The over-under. Take the over here.
Yeah, take the over. I like the Lions at home, too.
Okay. Tennessee at Cleveland. They just lost Nick Chubb, yet they're still getting 3 points at home. Are the Browns over the Titans? Over-under is 39.5. That's a really low over-under.
Well, you've seen Ryan Tannehill play quarterback.
Okay.
I'll take the Browns.
All right. The Houston Texans at Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a 9-point favorite, and they'll cover 44.5, the over-under. You might want to take the over as well.
Jags didn't look good at home last week against the Chiefs. We'll see. 9 points is a big spread. I think the Jags win, but they will not cover.
You know, I will say this, too. C.J. Stroud has over 500 yards of passing in his first two games.
He hasn't looked bad.
No, he hasn't.
Out of all the rookie quarterbacks, he's looked the best in my mind.
Yeah, no argument. New England on the road at the Jets. New England's getting 2.5 on the road. Over-under is 36.5. I'm going to take the over. Take the over here. Barely, but take it.
Patriots are 0-2. Wow.
Where we are.
Yeah, that's where we are. This is an ugly game. This might be a 13-9 game.
Denver at Miami. Miami is a 6.5 point favorite, so they're basically a touchdown favorite over Denver. I like that. Take the touchdown.
Yeah, the Dolphins are they're explosive on offense. Denver's been scoring some points. This could be a shootout game, but I like the Dolphins right now. Their offense looks unstoppable.
The Colts at the Ravens, 45.5 is the over-under. The Ravens are getting 8 points here at home. I like the Ravens to win, but I don't like them to cover.
Oh, I like them to cover. I mean, you got Anthony Richardson on concussion protocol. Don't know if he's going to play or not. No Jonathan Taylor. I like the Ravens giving up 8 points and at home. I think they cover.
All right, Carolina on the road at Seattle. Carolina, 5.5 point underdogs. The Seahawks are getting 5.5. 42.5, the over-under. Stay away from the over-under. 5.5 points for the Seattle Seahawks in this game. I don't know.
I think they blow out Carolina.
But Bryce Young hasn't looked terrible.
But they're on the road. Loud crowd in Seattle. That's Seattle's true. A good team.
Yeah, Seattle's a good football town, yeah. Too. Dallas at Arizona. The Cowboys are getting 11.5. 43.5 is the over-under. Take the over. I don't know if Dallas covers 11.5. That's a lot, but yeah. Take the over.
Cardinals are horrible.
Yeah.
Dallas is giving 11 at home. Yeah, I think the Cowboys blow out the Cardinals.
In Arizona?
Wherever they're playing.
Okay. Yeah. Chicago, Kansas City. Kansas City at home, 47.5 is the over-under. Right, and 12.5 is what the Chiefs are getting over the Bears.
I think the Chiefs will cover and win big.
I think this is the week that Justin Fields figures it out.
He better.
It's getting close.
Yeah.
All right, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Las Vegas Raiders, the final Sunday game. 43.5 point is the over-under. 2.5 is what the Raiders are getting over the Steelers. I don't know. I don't know what to do in that game.
I like the Raiders. George Pickens is about to be a superstar.
Superstar.
NFL receiver.
Yeah, he's on my fantasy team, by
the
way.
He's on mine, too, and got in the lineup.
All right. In the Monday night game, the Eagles at the Bucks. Eagles are 5-point favorites. Over-under is 46.5. Take the under here. Take the under.
Take the under, but the Eagles will cover.
And the L.A. Rams at the Bengals, 43.5. The over-under, the Bengals are 2.5-point favorites. Take the Bengals and the 3 points. Take them at home.
Is Joe Burrow going to play? Well, they're 0-2 with Joe Burrow. I don't know. Rams haven't looked bad to start the season. I don't know. I'd stay away from that one altogether.
Altogether, not even bet on it at all, huh?
No.
Okay. I like the Bengals at home. I do. And my Jacksonville Jaguars... Yeah, they look good, don't they?
They didn't last week.
What do you mean?
They got beat 17-9 at home.
Who beat them?
The Chiefs.
But that's their only loss.
Yeah, I mean, this was a game everybody circled for the Jaguars to kind of make a statement. They didn't do it.
Jaguars will be in the AFC Championship game.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Two huge rivalry games this week on the coast. Brunswick High and Glen Academy will square off between the bricks at Glen County Stadium for the city championship. Meanwhile, up I-95, Effingham and South Effingham will square off in the Corral in Guyton. Statesboro heads over to Burke. Wayne hosts Jenkins, and Richmond Hill hosts undefeated Coffee at the Hill. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Make sure you keep up with all your local and regional sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will be any manufacturer's price, and most